wonderful story of love. What a tremendous thing it is to sing praises unto God. Matt, I appreciate the good worded prayer this morning. Appreciate you praying for me. And I tell you what, as we pray together and we sing together, Freddie always does a good job in the singing, leading the singing. Matt did a good job in reading the scriptures. And we're here today to do what? To worship our God. You and I, being children of God, those of us who are in the family of God, we have an exalted privilege being able to be together, and we can sing together, we can pray together, we can smile with each other. Why? Because we're in the family of God. And just think, it won't be long until we can go home and be with God forever and forever. In the reading of the Word of the Lord, we have such great comfort, strength of hope, encouragement to do what? Draw closer and closer unto our God. Back in the old times when you used to be out in the field, remember some of the scenes you saw? And you see pictures today that remind you of days gone by. And you walk out by the seashore and you see the beauty of God's creation. And you certainly want to just express to God how you feel for all the things that God has given to you. Then to know that God has given us something that we will not sell. You ever been to a yard sale? You went to a yard sale and there's something sitting there. And you look at it and you think, well, that's a pretty good item. I had read a story about this fellow going to an estate sale. And they had an old rocking chair sitting out in the front. He comes up to the lady and he says, well, how much do you want for that rocking chair? The lady said, that's one thing that's not for sale. That was my grandfather's and that was my father's and it's passed on to me. And sir, it's not for sale. He said, what's it doing out here anyway if it's not for sale? Isn't that rude? Well, he said, I tell you what, everything just about is for sale. I'll give you $200 for that old rocking chair. And he said, you know what? You won't find an antique dealer anywhere that'll give you more money than that $200. Oh, she said, $200. Well, he thought maybe she was trying to go along. Anyway, she said to him, well, that's my grandfather's, and that was my daddy's, and they gave it to me. It's not for sale. Oh, lady, I know how people are. Here, I'll give you three $100 bills. Well, she started to think about $300 for that old rocking chair, and she looked at it, and she made the comment, well, you know, there's eBay. Oh, what you're trying to do is get more for it. And he said, here's what I'll do. I'll give you $500 for that old rocking chair. Boy, she started thinking about that. She looked at that old rocking chair, and she looked at him, and you know what she said? Sir, it's not for sale. Why, he said, you're missing the bargain of your life. She said, it's not for sale. Friends, there are some things that are not for sale. Why, when you read in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says, buy the truth, but do not sell it. It's not for sale. You remember the story over in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 16. Came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreel, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near, next to my house, and for it will give you, and I'll give you a vineyard that's better than it, or if it seems good to you, I will give you its worth in money. What he's saying is, I want your property. It's right here next to mine. And here's what I'll do. I'll give you more land. I'll give you property that's worth more. Or I'll give you money. But the Bible tells us, but Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. And what he's really saying, it's not for sale. Oh, Ahab, he went to his house sullen. He's displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite spoke to him. For he said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed. He turned away his face and would need no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food? He said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And you know what he said? He said to me, the king, I will not give you my vineyard. It's not for sale. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, you now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food. Let your heart be cheerful. I'll give you the vineyard of Naboth of Jezreel. And she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth. She wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast and seat Naboth with high honors among the people, and seat two men scoundrels before him to bear witness against him, saying, you have blasphemed God and the king, and then take him out and stone him that he may die. Why? He's got something that the king wants, and now the queen is making sure that he gets it. Look what the Bible says. So the men of his city, the elders and nobles who were inhabitants of his city, did as Jezebel had sent to them, as it was written in the letters which he had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast. They seated Naboth with high honor among the people. And two men, scoundrels, came in and said before him, and the scoundrels witnessed against him, against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Then they took him outside the city and stoned him with stones so that he died. And then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth has been stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, he's dead. Now you can have what you wanted. And so it was, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab got up and went down to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. There are some things that are not for sale. And he lost his life because he wouldn't sell it. Friend, I want to suggest to you this morning several things. That when you read your Bible and we see what God says, we can just simply say, we need to buy the truth and we cannot sell it. In John 18, verse 38, the Bible says, you remember how that the king was told, asked rather the question, Pilate did, what is truth? The Bible tells us what truth is. John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is so important. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. And then Joshua 24, verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. When we turn to the New Testament, John 4, verses 23 and 24, the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We know how to worship God. Why? Because he's told us. No wonder then when you get the truth, you want to make sure your worship, everything you do in your life is right in the sight of God. In 2 Kings chapter 10, 20, verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in your sight. And then Hezekiah wept sore. He had known the truth. He lived by the truth. And now he could say to God, O God, remember me. In Psalms 15, verse 2, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Truth, buy the truth, walk by the truth, obey the truth, share the truth, do everything you can to let people know what God says. No wonder the Bible tells me and tells you in 2 John chapter 1, verse 4, I rejoice greatly, John writes, that I found thy children walking in truth as we have received the commandment from the Father. One thing, buy the truth. Get it. But don't sell it. Don't ever leave it. Make sure you do what God says, that is, speak my word. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, Jesus said there, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Walk in truth. There are some things that are not for sale. Marriage. God's way. Joining one man and one woman together till death they part. This is something that people in this world need to be reminded of constantly. So valuable. Yes, marriage is for this life. In Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. God says what? Marriage is a great thing. When we die, we go into an eternity where there's neither marriage nor given in marriage. Jesus reminded us in Matthew 22, verse 30, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. What a wonderful thing it is to know that we can become as the angels in this life. In Hebrews 13, verse 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. No wonder the wise man tells us in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. It's a good thing to find a wife. For in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And don't let the devil or anybody else take that away. Don't sell it for any price. Sometimes marriages break up. And it's not always both people's fault. Sometimes the hearts are broken and torn apart. Why? Because one goes out and breaks that marriage and engages in adultery. How sad. Breaks your heart. And yet, God's way is still the best way. Marriage is honorable in the sight of all men. There are some things that you don't want to sell. I like that picture. Father with a little boy. Walking with his son. Memories of a good family. Children. Bringing up children. Taking children to Bible study. Taking them to worship. Seeing your children. Oh, how great it is to walk in the way of the Lord. Look at that picture. Many, many years building and there standing and going back and you see it. What do you see? Memories. Surely our children, which are an heritage from the Lord, are not for sale. We're not going to sell our children for a mess of prodigy. We're not going to sell our children by not giving them the time that they deserve, by not giving them an example that they can see that we are sincerely serving God. Lo, children, the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. So are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. No wonder God says, while they're with you, do something for them. And it's something that they can never, ever forget. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he'll not depart from it. When the child sees a father and a mother and sees a family that cares for them, and a child has this great, wonderful memory, friend, money or nothing could take that away from that child. Colossians 3:21, fathers, don't ever provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Friends, being a father is really important. We know, many of us are and have been. We know what it's like to teach and train and do all that we can. And when we make our mistakes with our children, we admit them, we correct it, and we show them how important it is to have a life dedicated to serving the Lord. It's not for sale. You remember the story of Jacob and Esau? The Bible says in Genesis 33, 1 through 5, Jacob lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. He divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph in hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. They hadn't seen each other for years. And Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and he saw the women and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, boy, I like this. Underline in your Bible, but put it in your heart. Listen to what he said. The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. How did he look upon his family? He looked upon his family and these children's being gifts from God. That's not to be sold. You be the kind of family person that truly will be able to remember you're serving God. How important is your name? My friend, I want to tell you this morning, your name surely is a name that you do not want to sell for any price. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 21, verse 1. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It's so important. It's more valuable than riches. Your name, don't sell it by engaging in iniquity, turning away from God, because your name is important. It's important to that little boy or that little girl that wears your name. I love that picture. Seeing a little boy wrapped up in the leaves. Seeing a child that's wearing a name. And what a great thing it is when that child is wearing the name that you're proud of, that he's proud of, because your name is important. Fred Robertson used to lead us in a song, my name is written there. Don't sell it. It's not for sale. In Luke 10, verse 20, Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Jesus said to his disciples that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your name. Revelation 20, verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Revelation 3, verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And just look at the passages. Revelation 21, 27, there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, is your name there. Exodus 32, verse 33, and the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. In Psalm 69, verse 28, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Malachi 3, verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. God has a record. That record includes what? Hopefully your name. Why? Because you haven't sold it. You haven't sold out. Just like Paul speaks in Philippians 4, verse 3, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with women also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Ah, there are some things that are not for sale. We have so many blessings, especially this time of year. We think of Thanksgiving, which is just almost on us. One of the greatest blessings that we can have, surely, is what? To be a member of the Lord's church. Just simply be a Christian. And my beloved, listen to me. That's one of the most exalted privileges, to know that you're in Christ. You're in His kingdom. You're part of His work. And you're not willing to exchange that for anything. Jesus said, what shall a man give in exchange for himself, for his soul? What does a man profit if he gains the whole world and yet he loses his own soul? In Acts 2, verse 47, the Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. When one hears the word Romans 10, 17, he believes in Jesus, John 8, verse 24, he repents of his sins, Acts 17, 30 and 31. He confesses with his mouth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And he's baptized into Christ, into the church of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, Galatians 3 and verse 27. And then he's added by the Lord to his church. He now is a Christian. He ought to be proud, be thankful. And in the prayer this morning, what a beautiful statement. That you can be proud of us and we can be proud of Him. Why? Because we're in the kingdom of God. And we're not turning back. It's not for sale. No other life, no matter what you may offer us, we'll not take it. Why? Because this life is the only one to live. It's not for sale. Buy the truth. Sell it not. Some things are everlasting. Some things will be there for us. Just be ready and live right so that when you die, you can die right and you can be added by to the Lord and taken up and be with all those who are children of God. If you're in this assembly this morning, you've never been baptized, why, right now is the time for you to come. Right now is the time for you to be baptized. Here's water. What does it hinder you to be baptized? Are you in this assembly this morning? You're a Christian, but you're not ready to meet your Maker? Then right now is the time for you to get ready. You know how important truth is. Buy it. Don't sell it. Are you in this assembly this morning? You're having problems in your home? You're having problems with different people? Then do something about it today. Make yourself right with God. Because you see, the most important thing for us is to get the truth. Hold the truth. Don't ever sell it. Don't give it up. So that day, when we meet the Lord, we can have that wonderful assurance that God will be with us. In conclusion this morning, I thought a whole lot about my family lately. Had three brothers. They're all gone. Five sisters. Got three left. Talked to my sister who's 93 now, the other day. And she was telling me, she said, Guy, she said, I'm doing pretty well, but I'm getting tired. And we will get tired in this old life. And for some of us, our days are certainly numbered. It's so important to be right with God. It's so important to serve the Lord. Beloved, if you're in this assembly, you love Christ, then do something about your soul if you're subject in any way today. God's given you this great opportunity. Don't let it go by without doing something about your soul. If we can help you, assist you in any way, come and obey the Lord while together we stand.